Hi everyone who are listening to my recording. I just want to switch my language with Indonesian language because I'm from Indonesia. But before that, I would like to talk about something that is interesting, that the way you have to deal with everything. Most of the time you have to deal with your ex. Let's say you have a boyfriend or girlfriend out there, but they are leaving you without saying words, or maybe they say that let's end this relationship, let's get over it and such. I think that is the most painful thing for human being, not because you are broke up, but it is because the sense of being rejected by someone you love. So that is why it is painful, because you already recognize them, and also has been save them in your memory. Let's say that you have already shared everything, every pain, every happiness. Sometimes you guys jokes around, making jokes and a little bit of arguing each other, like that is common things. But what we have to do and what we need to do right now is that we have to accept that something that has been end, it is fine. Sesuatu yang emang udah harus berakhir itu memang ya udah, it is supposed to be like this. Like sometimes kadang kita nggak tahu bahwa ketika kita udah trying hard to resist atau kayak buat mempertahankan holding on each other, but actually we just make a scars towards each other, and that will not resulted into a better things. Like maybe you become toxic, nanti bakalan jadi toxic dan semacamnya. Sometimes we are missing our ex, or maybe someone that already fulfilling your daily life with the full of colors. But the thing is that you don't miss that person actually. Unconsciously that you don't miss the person, but you just miss the memory. Jadi tanamkan, you have to put your mindset that you just miss the memory, not miss the person, because person are dynamic, but memories cannot be dynamic. They are just sitting right there, and it has been written, and there is no, we can't change that. I mean, when you already write a book or maybe read a book, doesn't simply that you easily change the twist, I mean the plot twist, alur, the setting of the story, right? Jadi kita gak bisa change the memory. We cannot change the memory. So basically the person is changed, but we cannot change the memory. So when you have to unconsciously, I mean, ketika kamu secara gak sadar remember everything that you've been through with someone, doesn't necessarily you miss someone to go back. So you just miss the memory. So what you need to do is that, what we need to deal is that, just let it flow. Ya udah, when it has been portrayed on our mind, maybe in our imagination, let yourself imagine, but you have to make a line that it is only imaginations. I mean, it is only just your portrayal of your unconscious mind, because sometimes you are insane. Just accept that. Yaudah, accept the reality kalau emang kita tuh kadang insane. Kadang we cannot controlling our mind. Sometimes kayak it's just showing off through our minds. Like when you see something, when you see a pencil that it is belongs to them, you reminded by this pencil. So that is just okay, just let the memories stay, but you have to admit that you cannot change the past, you cannot change the future. So we have to deal with that, and that is common things. People come and go, and memories also come and go, even though that it cannot be erased easily. But ya udah, just oh iya gue keinget dia, ya udah inget aja, nggak usah. You don't have to wish and begging for the universe or Cupid to reuniting you and your ex, perhaps your ex, because yeah, yaudah, there might be a possibility that it is not based on your expectations. When you expect that your ex might be turns out into a better person, but sometimes our expectations are not the real one, not the real story. It is not based on the reality, because so many externalities, there are so many factors why your expectations cannot be the same, because we are just human, we only are creatures. I wish and I sure that someday you will meet someone, you will find someone who will also make a great memory with you. So basically our life meaningful is that because of the memories, because human can save the memories. Like I'm sure 99% people are still remember when they are in a childhood, when they are in a school, like the first day you enter the school and you meet your classmate and so on. So yeah, it's just a memory, and we don't have to fight against the feeling, the memories. But what we have to do is that always use our logic. Like when you love someone, you have to considering the logic. Like you have to preparing all the worst case when you are already arranging the day of your marriage, maybe, or maybe you want to go to the engagement with your soulmate or maybe your partner. But you have to also considering the worst scenario that they might be betraying you, because humans are dynamic and we can change also. I mean, we are dynamic too as a partner. So that is why I hope that you, when you miss someone, when you miss your ex, just let it yes, just go. Kamu boleh rindu, but never asking and never hope having a hope that someday your ex will be back. I mean, even though that maybe at the end you will be reunited with your ex, but never. That is the last choice. The first choice is that the first option and choice. No. You are deserve to be more happy. You are deserve to be happier rather than today. And I know that there must be a reason that you have to face all of the failure, and then you have a trust issue, and then you have a sense of that you are not lovable. But just use this momentum as the way you have to better accept yourself, like you have to better to do better to love yourself. I mean that the one who can understand you, know what you want and what you need, is that yourself. This is the best momentum for you to getting know yourself, to diving deeper into yourself, like what are the passion, what are the activities that I've been craving for. Like, I really wanted to do that, but I cannot just because my ex are not allowing me to do that. So just do that. And when you are ready, you will find your soulmate. Even though that is the possibility are still less, the possibility are still small, but I'm sure you will find. Upgrade.